This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a special U.S. House election underway now in North Carolina today. President Trump was there last night holding a rally in Fayetteville in support of Republican Dan Bishop in that race. He's facing Democrat Dan McCready, who says he'd be willing to work with President Trump if he won.
My hope is that while he's here, in addition to doing the rally, he will come and actually talk with people who are struggling with health care costs. Because if I have the honor of serving, I would like to work with the president on lowering prescription drug costs.
At that rally, President Trump said a vote for any Democrat this year would be a vote
for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
The House Judiciary panel today to consider some gun measures, including one that would restrict access to high-capacity magazines and also a red flag law. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
North Korea again test launching two short-range missiles yesterday. First word of the launches came from South Korea's military. That's the spokesman for the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff, announcing the missile launches just hours after the Vice Foreign Minister of North Korea had released a statement suggesting the country was willing to resume comprehensive denuclearization talks with the United States as soon as later this month. Meanwhile, President Trump says any negotiations that the U.S. had been having with the Taliban in Afghanistan are now definitely over after the Taliban takes responsibility for an attack that kills a U.S. soldier last week.
When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier. Can't do that with me, so they're dead.
Today's World Suicide Prevention Day, and it's important to remember help is always available. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Big Poppy is back. David Ortiz, the former Red Sox slugger, returning to Fenway Park for the first time since he was shot in June, throwing out the first pitch at last night's game, and even thanking the Yankees for their support while he was recovering.
A lot of my boys over there came and checked up on Big Poppy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. CC, Encarnacion, all y'all, man. Thank you very much. Go Sox!
The former slugger's team, the Red Sox, went on to fall to the Yankees in the game by a final 5-0. A small conservative cable news channel is suing MSNBC host Rachel Maddow for $10 million, One America News, filing that lawsuit in San Diego, accusing Maddow of defaming OAN by saying it, quote, really, literally is paid Russian propaganda. Maddow made the comment during a July broadcast based on a Daily Beast article reporting one of OAN's on-air correspondents was also paid to write for Kremlin-owned Sputnik. And Apple is usually vague about what's going to be debuted at its annual big event, which for this year is just hours away, and that seems to be the case again this year. It traditionally does reveal new iPhones at the September events. Many of the rumors this year suggest it will show off an improved camera capable of shooting ultra-wide shots. That event in California starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, which commands us to get involved. I mean, the reason that we're here right now is because we've been asleep at the wheel, and the elites have been happy to take over. Bill Fetter is back with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc., famous for his American Minute series, which is just highly outstanding. Highly recommend that you get engaged with the American Minute, because the value, Bill, that you give to us, you know, so faithfully is immense, because I think there's been such a grave and sorrowful disconnect from our history, has it not?
It truly has. One of the people that I quote from is Arthur Schlesinger Jr. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian on John F. Kennedy's staff, and his quote is, "History is to the nation what memory is to the individual."
Mm.
So have you ever met an individual who has lost their memory? Maybe they have Alzheimer's. They forgot who they are. They forgot who you are. It's sad. Anybody can take anything away from them. It's sort of like we have national Alzheimer's. Here we are, the freest country the planet Earth has ever seen, with more individual opportunity and rights, and we forgot how we got here. And we're like that patient staring off into space, and they're just taking our freedoms away from us. And so sometimes when I share stories, you see that little flicker come back into somebody's eyes, and they begin to remember, that's who I am. It's like,
exactly.
That's who America is. We're the freest country that the world has ever seen.
Without a doubt. I mean, even at the recent G7, of course, the media didn't want to report on it because it didn't serve their purpose. But America and Donald Trump were quite the envy. I mean, they look at our economy. They see what Donald Trump is doing. And even some of them, you know, the media couldn't hide the sound bites totally. But they admitted, they said, hey, maybe we should follow what Donald Trump is doing here and what Donald Trump is employing, our first principles that have worked time and again. That have to do with our economy and, you know, just freeing and liberating our economic system and the components that make it up.
You're right. And history gives us a pattern. And again, that's where I come in. I tell people history is not prophetic, but it is predictive.
Mm-hmm.
Human nature is predictable. You go to any high school, you see the kids fall into the same groups. The jocks, the gossip girls, the nerds, whatever the names are.
Yeah.
You go to any office and people fall into the same categories. You have office politics and different people sort of fill these slots, and even church politics and people fill the different, and humans interact, in a predictable way. And so when you know history and you see governments and you have those that are usurping power, those that are enablers and kissing up to the power, and those that are resisting this concentrated power and wanting to get away from it, you get a pattern. Inside of every cell is the DNA for your entire body. Inside of every human is sort of the behavioral DNA for all of humanity. So the same way you have the potential to be really bad and really good, the same way it's playing out. And you got some people that are yielding to their bad side and some that are, I tell people there's two threads I trace through history, greed and the gospel. You always have people motivated by greed. They're ones that take land from Indians, sell people into slavery. The British East India Company grew opium in India and sold it into China. This is the government being involved in drug trade, sort of like, you know, marijuana trade and so forth.
Right.
And yet you always have people motivated by the gospel. And they're the ones that start hospitals and orphanages and medical clinics and schools and so forth. And it cuts right through the human heart. And so you have the choice when you go to vote to stand up for somebody that's going to stand up for the life of the unborn or somebody that is immoral, but they're promising to give you a, you know, an enabling handout or something.
Yeah, an enabling handout from the People's Treasury. Amazing how they buy these votes. You know, Bill, we've been talking about the second American Revolution. Many have been saying this is what we've been needing. And I'm saying, look, it happened. I mean, the first shot across the bow of the boat of these leftist Marxists that have been marching and taking over our political process was fired that eventful day that Donald Trump came down that the golden escalator at Trump Tower.
Yeah, he is definitely a monkey wrench in their globalist plans. He is not a globalist. He is for America, make America great again. And, you know, one of the books, and I've talked about it before, that I've put together, it's called Who is the King in America? I go through all of recorded human history and demonstrate the most common form of government is a king. Nimrod, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms, each time they come around, they get a little bigger. Because with military advancements, you can kill more people. And with technological advancements, you can control more people.
Exactly.
So here you have Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar. They wanted to have a worldwide census. In other words, they wanted to track everyone under their control. Well, that's still there with the Chinese government wanting their social credit system and Google and big tech wanting to track everybody under their control. And then the weapon has gone from Cain killing Abel with a rock to bronze weapons and then iron weapons and then phalanx spears, the long ones the Greeks had, and then the composite bow and arrow and the scimitar sword and then gunpowder and nuclear power. The weapon changes, but it's that same fallen nature that was in Cain that killed Abel. And so when you know the history, you can sort of get this predictive view. There is this globalist goal of some people to want to dominate the world.
Yes.
And so they were well on their track until Trump threw a monkey wrench in there. And I feel like we're in a reprieve right now. If the other side ever gets back in charge, it'll be Katie bar the doors. They're going to just steamroll through their agenda of disarming everybody, taking away your freedom of speech so you can't say something that offends somebody and they lose it and riot. And so you have to give up all your freedoms. And they're chomping at the bit to take away our freedoms.
And Bill, this isn't incremental. In the past, I mean, this has been going on for at least 10 decades, as I look back, just in terms of American history, where it has been so aggressive. And, you know, the first dramatic move, the way I look at it, I don't know if you agree with this, was the takeover of the public school systems. And then everything was systematic, where it took over entertainment, take over the media, take over, you know, these other critical sectors, tech. Big tech, and they have got a noose around the American people, but now it's like it's time to seal the deal. Barack Obama said we were going to fundamentally change America. My question was then, and it still is now, fundamentally change it to what? We have an idea now that socialism, this globalism that you mentioned, communism, Marxism, is all part and parcel of the ideology that they want to ensnare this country with. But now they've gone full boat here. I mean, they are jumping the shark, and everything is all about the 2020 election, to your point, that if we don't do something about it, we will be taken over. Barack Obama and all these global elitists will realize their version of the American dream. Our version of an American nightmare will be realized. But on the other hand, and I want to get your read on this too, is what happens if the Democrats don't win?
Yeah. Well, now, is that music in the background?
Yeah, that means we're going to break. But I'll tell you what, let's pick it up because I want your insight on this as well. Bill Federer is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife who was diagnosed with leukemia. She's now a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they're so thankful for that, how people came together to meet their needs. MediShare works, and it can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a 6-month trial at amazon.com/Prime Student.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Bill Feder. I got to tell you, you know, this bumper, we didn't start the fire. You know, when you and I were talking before about, you know, how the Democrats are really good at starting the fire, and then they go to the back and, you know, get the hose and say, hey, we can put that out, you know, and they present themselves as the savior. When you and I had that conversation, I don't know, gosh, it might have been over a year ago. I told our image director, I said, hey, I want to get Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire as a bumper. So it's interesting by happenstance that Brad would be playing, Billy Joel's I Didn't Start the Fire, because I want you to know, you inspired that bumper.
Well, it is interesting. It's a tactic called psychological projection.
Yes.
Sigmund Freud, a psychologist, coined the term where rude and hateful people accuse everyone they don't like of being rude and hateful. Mm-hmm. We've all met someone like that, right?
Yes.
And it's this where the attacker blames the victim. Mm-hmm. Bullies on a playground will push everybody else around. When one kid tries to fight back and a teacher walks in, the bully says, teacher, he started it. Why do leaders will do this? When you provoke me, it's your fault that I beat you up. Yes. Muslims will rape a woman and say it's your fault for tempting me. Mm. And so this concept of attacker blaming the victim, it's called psychological projection. Mm. David Axelrod was the campaign manager for the previous president. And he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition where you throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent.
Mm. Yeah.
You accuse your opponent of what you're guilty. So if they have a group that is rude and hateful, they will be the first ones to accuse you of being rude and hateful.
Right.
They'll even put up a website of everybody that they hate, because they're the hate group, but they're accusing you. They're the racist, and they're accusing you of being racist. Mm. They're the Muslims will come into a very tolerant community. Their presence there is a testimony to the community being tolerant, but yet they will have the audacity to accuse their host of being intolerant, push them back even further.
Right.
And so this concept, for example, if you were selling a fifth of the U.S. uranium to the Russians in exchange for a $145 million contribution to your foundation, you want to not get caught, so you accuse your opponent of colluding with the Russians. And then you use the entire investigation process to destroy all the evidence that could convict you.
Exactly.
Right? Hard drives, the cell phones, and so forth. And so this is important because it's used every day in the media. When they say this group is racist, look at the person that's pointing the finger.
Mm-hmm.
The accuser is the racist. So this group is intolerant. Look at the people pointing the finger. They are actually the intolerant ones. It's a very effective strategy used in politics.
Well, it's driving us nuts, no doubt. And even to your point, Nancy Pelosi had a moment of honesty and said this in front of the press, says that we use the wrap-ups, what we call the wrap-up smear. You know, we'll put out a rumor, we'll release, you know, something that might be confidential to somebody in the media that we're favoring and that favors us, let them report on it, and so it gets out into the public domain, and then Congress, or, you know, the leadership of Congress, is free to talk about it, and you know, in maligning somebody, because now they're not the ones that are going to be challenged and say, well, wait a minute, you made that statement. No, that I made that statement based on what the New York Times wrote, right?
Right. Yeah.
So pretty clever.
Steve King makes a statement. They take Steve King's comment out of context, and then they quickly drop him from all of his committees and so forth. But there's two items that I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Have election impact. One is illegal aliens into cities. If anyone's played dominoes, right? One domino hits another, hits another, hits another. So let's unpack this. You bring a lot of illegal aliens into a city, homeless, maybe like Los Angeles or whatever. What happens next? Well, there is more crime. There's drugs. There's needles on the street. And so people with families and with financial means begin to move out of the city. And a large percentage of them may be more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's left in the city? More people that are dependent on the handouts in the city, all the welfare programs, which are a percentage more Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, you let the crime go up in the city, and more Republicans move out, the Democrats get a monopoly on the politics in the city. Yes. Now, whoever controls these big cities, in most cases, they end up controlling the entire state when it comes to the elections. And the state has electoral votes. And so that political party that lets crime go up to the city, Republicans go out, they get the monopoly. Most election fraud like Chicago takes place in the city. They win the state, they get all the electoral votes for the state, they win the presidency.
Right.
So there is a political intention of letting the inner cities become more crime-ridden so that it does drive out those that tend to have families and more conservative values.
Bill, and the evidence is empirical. Bill, I mean, this is it. I mean, this isn't something theoretical. This is happening and happened.
Right. Now, the other thing I want to bring up in a few minutes is this group dynamic. And human beings, one of the strongest motivations is to be accepted in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids want to be accepted by their classmates and their playmates and their team. And what do people loathe? They loathe being rejected. Rejected by a spouse, rejected by parents, rejected by siblings, rejected by playmates and classmates and teammates, and rejected by voters. So Saul Alinsky said ridicule, which is rejection, ridicule is the most powerful weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this has gone high tech. This has gone big tech, where you ridicule people online and points of view online. There was a study done called the ASH, A-S-C-H, ASH Conformity Study, by a psychiatrist that used to work in the German propaganda ministry after World War II, comes to America. And so this study, they did it on campus. They would bring 8 students into a room. 7 of them were actors that were paid. 1 of them was a naive participant. And the professor comes to the front of the room and puts 2 cards up. One has 1 line and the other has 3 lines, and they're different lengths. And the 1 line matches 1 of the 3. So you got, A, B, C. And so it's pretty clear that the 1 line on 1 card equals the C on the other card.
Mm-hmm.
But they go around the room and they have each actor stands up and says that they believe that B is the correct one.
Right.
It's obvious that it's not, but and they go around the entire, finally they get to that participant, the naive person, and 30% of the people will change their views. They'll deny their own eyeballs what they see in order to fit in with the group.
Wow.
And they repeated it, and it just happens that you get everybody else stands up, and this person says, well, I don't want to be different. Now, they found if one other person objects, it goes from 30% down to 5%. So this is an encouragement. If you see something that wrong is happening, you know, they're wanting to say there's no more male and female and everybody's changing, and you say, wait a second, Jesus said in the beginning God made them male and female. You know, if one person objects, then 25% of the other people, they have enough courage to stand up.
Exactly.
Now, this group dynamic is important.
About a minute and a half, Bill, we've got left. Go ahead.
So you got people that are going to vote Republican, going to vote Democrat. You got the undecideds. It's coming up to election. They go to Google. Google decides what search results comes up. So you put in a candidate's name, it'll pick the negative articles about that candidate and the positive articles about the other candidate. It's so powerful. When they had the Democrat debates, Tulsi Gabbard was the number one most searched Democrat candidate. Google and the high tech dropped her account for 6 hours. They said suspicious activity. She missed millions of people contacting her and supporting her and letting her go up in the polls. And the big tech said, oh, well, some suspicious activity on your account, so we suspended it. And they didn't. And so she is suing big tech because they have the ability to decide who gets to change these undecided voters. And many elections are swung by a very small margin. If you can swing a small percentage, you win the election.
So can you imagine?
This is important.
Go ahead, Bill.
Anyway, AmericanMinute.com is my website.
That's where you want to check it out for more. Bill Feder. Bill, good stuff here. Sadly, we run out of time, but this is the way we roll. There's more things to talk about than we have time, but I appreciate any time you're here. Bill Feder on Bill Martinez Live.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a special U.S. House election underway now in North Carolina today. President Trump was there last night holding a rally in Fayetteville in support of Republican Dan Bishop in that race. He's facing Democrat Dan McCready, who says he'd be willing to work with President Trump if he won.
My hope is that while he's here, in addition to doing the rally, he will come and actually talk with people who are struggling with health care costs. Because if I have the honor of serving, I would like to work with the president on lowering prescription drug costs.
At that rally, President Trump said a vote for any Democrat this year would be a vote
for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
The House Judiciary panel today to consider some gun measures, including one that would restrict access to high-capacity magazines and also a red flag law. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Just so you know, an awkward moment, it feels awkward. It does. I mean, you know, take it from me. You don't have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still exists, okay? I've done it for you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, our thanks again to Bill Fetter. What a jewel. I mean, he is such a patriot, and his command of history is just brilliant. And I highly recommend you check out his American Minute series and sign up and subscribe. Go to AmericanMinutes.com for more information. Hey, did you know that September is TBI month, National TBI month? You know, it's an important time to understand the common causes and symptoms of traumatic brain injury. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defined traumatic brain injury as a disruption to the normal function of the brain. Vets and service members, however, may have additional factors that contribute to this, such as exposure to a blast from either combat or from training. As vets return from deployment, they may show early signs that could indicate TBI, such as headaches, irritability, sleep disorders, memory problems, slower thinking, and depression. Now, these symptoms can lead to long-term mental and physical health problems that impairs veterans' daily activities, such as employment and family relationships, as well as their reintegration into their communities. The Department of Defense estimates that 22% of all combat casualties, think about this,
22% of all combat casualties from Iraq and Afghanistan are brain injuries. The VA has treated over 95,000 veterans with a diagnosis of TBI. And here to talk with us about this is Dr. Stuart Huffman. He's the scientific program manager of the Office of Research and Development with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Dr. Huffman, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing terrific, but we have too many of our vets that today is another rough day, because they're dealing with TBI. So explain to our audience how TBI is diagnosed.
Oh, it can be diagnosed depending on the situation. And I think you stated it very well in your introduction. It is, you know, if you're playing football and you get your head banged playing football, a lot of clubs, and especially in the pro football, there are diagnostics that they have on the field now. Mm-hmm. Whereas our veterans, when they were service members, it was some, as you said before, it could be the what they were exposed to in training, mm-hmm. and each of those exposures may have not caused symptoms. Same thing in combat; some of those exposures, especially in the fog of war, are not noticeable, mm-hmm. and it's when they come back and when they are back in their community, they start feeling the symptoms, or their family members start noticing symptoms. And that's where the VA can really help out.
Well, as you say, in the fog of war, I mean, when it is about your survival and, you know, the guy next to you, survival, that you've got to hold up your own, you don't have time to think about it. You're more in a functional reactive stage, as opposed to when you get home and things slow down. And it's like there's a mental reset that's taking place. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say and very correct. There's also the other aspect of being in the military. It's a very structured life. You come home, it can be chaotic. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have a brain injury and you leave that structured environment, that's also where some of the symptoms can start coming out, too.
No, that's a good point. And I got to imagine with the impact upon our brain, especially in a military situation, or as you mentioned, in football situation, any kind of contact sport, these injuries start to become cumulative, do they not?
That is a very good point. It's not the one concussion or the two concussions, although some of those can have lasting effects. It is the lifetime repetitive exposure to brain injury that we are now realizing is one of the major critical effects that cause symptoms that can give people lots of problems.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the most common causes or symptoms of TBI. What should we be looking out for? And it's probably, in some cases, if you are the person experiencing it, it might be a little bit difficult to discern it. So this is probably a question more for family members and friends who are around the victim, right?
That's correct. You know, things like headache. And, you know, that's one of the more common problems. Vision problems, like not being able to focus both eyes onto an object, sensitivity to sound, impulsivity, anger issues, all those can really play into it. And one thing I just want to emphasize, a lot of times it's just not that one concussion. It is the repetitiveness that really makes these conditions worse.
Exactly. Well, as you say, repetitive TBI, that is clearly significant, as I mentioned earlier, because you get that cumulative effect. It's not necessarily the one. It is the sum total, in many cases, of the traumatic brain injury experience that, you know, a vet or any, you know, contact sport athlete might experience. Speaking of which, Dr. Huffman, what is the difference between sport-related and blast-related TBI?
Sport-related injuries tend to be a direct hit to the head or a violent swinging of the head. Mm-hmm. And in the military, it could be those, but also the exposures to blast. Mm-hmm. Blast injury has some unique signatures to it. It's much more diffuse, and the injuries when the malformations are much more microscopic.
Is it because it's more concussive? I mean, like a bomb blast?
Yes. The energies from a blast can come through the skull and damage the tissues in ways that are a little bit different than blunt force injury. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they all have cumulative effects. So, like I said, our veterans are active people before they came into the military. And they may have played contact sports. So you have possibly of those injuries on top of the military injuries.
Without a doubt. Well, are you finding that our vets are they more at risk for TBI than the general population?
Being in the military, it does increase your risk because it's not, you know, it's not a desk job for the most part. Mm-hmm. You do go through training, and those who have fought, there is a higher risk. It's not a guarantee that you have brain injury, but your risks are higher.
Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about treatments, Dr. Hoffman. New treatments or research about TBI from the VA.
There are several. We have established treatments already that help the veteran, but we have other ones that are not. One of the critical aspects is that you have to be able to diagnose properly, mm-hmm. and so we have improvements in diagnostics that are coming out, ways to measure brain health. We also have clinical trials that are in the planning stages right now that are going to have the potential starting within a year to help treat some of the chronic problems such as hormonal imbalances. Mm-hmm. Because your brain is the master gland in the body. And besides all the headaches and the cognitive issues and the impulsivity, hormonal imbalances are also a problem when you have had repetitive brain injury. And we have a trial that will potentially be starting in the next year.
So if a vet wants to participate in these trials, how can they do that?
Oh, they can go to our website that's chock full of information. That's www.va.gov. I'm sorry, www.research.va.gov.
That's
www.research.va.gov.
And that's the same source, the resource that covers all VA research, right?
That's correct.
Well, Dr. Stuart Hoffman is the Program Manager for Brain Health and Injury Portfolio in the Rehabilitation Research and Development Service at the Department of Veterans Affairs, as we've been saying. September, it's, you know, this is a national TBI month, a time to be aware and a time maybe for you, if some of these symptoms we were talking about, maybe a time for you to take some action, some positive action here for you. And Dr. Hoffman, again, remind everybody the website they can go to?
It's www.research.va.gov, and I'd like to thank our veterans for their service and their participation in the value.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Mm-hmm. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Big treat for you. I've been telling you about him. He's with us here now, live. Stephen Kendrick joins us, and we're going to be talking about his brand new movie. Stephen, how you doing? People want to know, are you still out there running every day, still practicing now the movie's over?
I'm wearing my running shoes right now, but to be honest, I've been sitting on the couch running here.
Well, you're running from one, yeah, you're running from one interview to the next, and I really appreciate your time. But I got to tell you, you guys, the team have hit a home run with Overcomer. You're causing brain damage for the people that loved War Room. Said, look, at War Room was their favorite, and now Overcomer is, boy, it is really, it's a tough one there now.
Man, we're so excited about this film. We prayed over it as we were going into writing it, and the message of identity is resonating deeply with people. We're getting messages from around the world. Somebody just sent us an email from Australia talking about somebody dealing with depression and suicide and going to see the film and just breaking down and it having a huge breakthrough in their lives. This is a family-friendly movie. I mean, elementary school kids are enjoying this movie. I mean, senior adults, any age, they're resonating with it. But we love that the message of identity is hitting them hard in a good way, mm-hmm. and that people are going, after they see the film, they're taking back, you know, friends, family, other people, and they're going to rewatching it again, which is very encouraging.
Well, we know how important opening week is, and you had a great week. Your average per screen puts you number 2 in the week of all the movie offerings that were out there. Forget about Rotten Tomatoes. They're rotten. And the score, we didn't expect them to get too excited about it, but the cinematic score, A+. I mean, what does that tell you? The audience response is just confirming what you just shared with us.
Well, I'm very proud of my brother Alex. That's his 3rd A+ cinema score as a director. He's an incredible storyteller, and if you get an A+ cinema score, it just basically means they pulled a ton of theaters and had people rate the film when they walked out. It's very hard to get an A+, but it's funny going to Rotten Tomatoes because it shows that the 99% audience rating says that they're loving the film and that they're our target audience. But it also shows that film reviewers and critics are not our target audience because they don't know what to do with the overcomer.
Well, they probably still don't know who they are or whose they are or whose they could be. If they did, I'm sure in their hearts it would be a different score altogether. Stephen, you mentioned earlier you and your brother and the team, prayed about this movie. But you do this about every one of your projects. And it's clear with the way your writing has evolved, you know, from one story to the next and one movie to the next, that, you must feel at times that you are in the actual throne room of God because of the revelation that you share with us through these movies.
Well, we will pray for months. We grew up in a praying home and saw incredible, miraculous answers to prayer in our parents' lives. We're attending a praying church, and we can just tell a big difference when we pray and when we don't. You know, before we solve a problem, before we try to tackle something new, before we are working on a production schedule, you know, we will pray first, and we can tell that God responds. And with this film, I was asking God for direction for me and my family, and the Lord led us to adopt a baby girl from China, and we watched her go from being an unwanted burden in a communist country to being this welcome blessing in our home that is loved and has all the education and medical support that she needs, because she was born with a heart condition. And but we saw an identity change completely transform in her life. At the same time, my brother Alex is coaching all six of his kids to state championship wins in cross country. And he starts getting these storyline ideas, and he gets this brilliant idea that is in now the last part of the movie Overcomer of what happens in that state championship race and how the girl is being coached. And we really interwove together what I was learning about identity from the scriptures and from our adoption with what he was learning through the cross country. And so there's the last, you know, third of this film is a very inspiring edge of your seat state championship race.
Exactly.
In the movie. But people are laughing, you know, they're tearing up in the theater, and hopefully we're leaving them with a message of faith, hope, and love.
I can tell you, you definitely do that. You've accomplished that mission, and you've taken us on quite the ride. As you say, we laugh, we relate, we're inspired, we're challenged. I love that one line that you brought out in the movie, without giving it away, ladies and gentlemen, but it is something in Christian circles we say so casually when we say to somebody, I'll be praying for you. And there is a point in the movie where the question is, did you pray for me?
Right. That's right. There's a man in the hospital bed who's struggling with diabetes. He's blind from diabetes. And the coach, who is a believer and he would call himself a Christian, says, oh, yeah, I'm going to be praying for you. And later on, the guy says, what did you pray for me? And he's kind of caught off guard because he has to be honest and say, no, I didn't really do it. And he's really called out for his hypocrisy because all of us can fall into that.
We were all called out for our hypocrisy because we so casually say we're going to pray for somebody. And, this was good, you know, to be able to have that point of honesty. But this is what our Christian faith allows us to do, is to be honest, even. And, and the Holy Spirit uses those points of honesty where we can alter. We can alter our lives and our trajectory. There's one thing that we were reading about here recently about you and your brother, about the talent, and the people that are in your movies and the strict standards you hold to. My wife reminded me of this, and she passed this note on me. She says, ask him about his standard for hiring actors. If you have a chance, can you explain that to our audience?
Sure. Well, it's very important to us that the people who are going to be representing the gospel or a message of a film, that they believe in that message themselves, and that they don't walk out, you know, after the credits roll saying, you know, I don't even believe in any of that stuff. And we've seen that happen multiple times with Christian films, that the actor is undermining the purpose of the film through their own poor example, and we're not looking for perfect people, but it's important to us that people are a constant the Holy Spirit, and especially if they're going to be representing the Lord. And so one of the questions we will ask people is, and we're talking about those key influential positions. We're not talking about, you know, a guy who's holding a sandbag in the background or something, but key influential positions, the people that are given platforms that the movie is given, we will ask them, you know, first about, you know, are you okay with being in a Christian film? And usually with just that question, you can tell how they respond if they know the Lord and what they think about him. But secondly, we will say, is there anything in your life that would cause God to take his hand of blessing off this movie if we put you in it and give you this position? And when we asked Kirk Cameron that on Fireproof in the audition, you know, he's used to being, you know, well-known and popular, and he's a fantastic guy. He does love the Lord. But he looked at us, and he's like, nobody has ever asked me that before in any kind of casting session. Because for us, we know, we've seen it happen again and again. When a person is surrendered to the Lord, that God can enable them by his grace and through his Spirit to act beyond their own ability and to represent him well on screen. And, I mean, there's a gospel presentation scene that is in the middle of Overcomer. And Priscilla Shire, who loves Jesus with all her heart, after she did the scene, we shot it the way it was written, and she did an amazing job. And then Alex looked at her and said, okay, Priscilla, just throw up the script. There's a 15-year-old girl sitting in front of you. He said, we're going to roll the cameras. I want you to lead her to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And that's what's in the film. When you see it, you see that sincere faith coming out of an actress who loves the Lord and has seen God transform people's lives. And so it is so important for us. I mean, here's case in point. We have a text thread right now with all the key actors, with Cameron Arnett, who plays Thomas, with Priscilla Shire, Sherry Rigby, Aaron Wright Thompson, who plays Hannah in the film, Jack Sterner, who plays the son. All of them are on a text thread group together. And today they started texting, why don't we start meeting and calling each other and fasting and praying together and asking God to use this film? And they did that on their own. And all of them were like, we're on board. Let, you know, let's do this. How can we do this?
Yes.
So
we're
that
all in.
Says something about where they are, that they initiated that as a team because they love each other. We were like a family on the set last year. And and we're all growing spiritually. Our families are growing spiritually as we're trying to produce something that hopefully will be taking a message of truth and light and the gospel to the nations.
Well, you guys have really knocked it out of the park with this one. This is absolutely outstanding. It is touching students, men, you know, I mean, the comprehensive impact of this movie of families, no matter what, is just phenomenal, Stephen. And congratulations for Overcomer. And also congratulations, if I might plug your book, Defined, Who God Says You Are. This is an excellent follow-up, and I recommend you get your hands on this, ladies and gentlemen. Defined, Stephen and Alex have given you a real blessing. It's all from the book of Ephesians, and I got to tell you, this is powerful as well. And it's a good follow-up, and even a Bible study aid if you want to do something with a small group study. And just keep up the great work. And I mean this, that we will continue to be praying, you know, for all that the Kendrick brothers have been doing and that all that God has planned for the Kendrick brothers and for the team going forward. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.